Hello, and welcome to The Word in Me. This is your host, Vanessa Morris. This program is presented by the Emerald Rose Center of San Diego. Lord, I love you on today, and I'm going to start right out with a word of prayer. Lord, I love you. Touch our hearts, touch our minds. Lord, guide us and direct us. I rebuke the spirit of anxiety and depression in the name of Jesus. He who the Son has set free is free indeed. We cast all our cares over to you, for you care for us. We will not be anxious for anything, but with prayer and supplication, make our requests made known unto you. And you shall give us the desires of our heart if it lines up with your word. Lord, we trust you. We believe you. We receive your love. We receive your love. We receive your forgiveness. And we know who we are in you. Lord, bless us by your word. In Jesus' name, amen. Now let's go back over to Philippians. Philippians chapter 3, verse 9. And Paul is saying, And I be found in him. In who? In Christ Jesus, not having mine own righteousness, which is of the law, but that which is through the faith of Christ, the righteousness which is of God by faith. Mine own righteousness. My own righteousness, the Bible says, are as filthy rags. They're filthy rags. They're dirty, pustule, stinky, full of blood, disgusting rags. I don't have righteousness. Anything that I can think that I would do that would be great is flawed and has a motive that is more self-serving than the act of actually carrying something out. Even when we do something for somebody else, we receive satisfaction from doing it. And a lot of times, let the truth be told, we do it so we can feel good. It is a byproduct that the person is blessed a lot of times. A lot of times we do it so we can feel good about it. That's the reason why we regurgitate all of our triumphs. We regurgitate that it was us that told so-and-so person to do this and that. And that's the reason why they have thus and so. We do it all the time. So my righteousness are as filthy rags. So that's what Paul is saying. He's saying touching the Pharisee. I was a Pharisee and all this. It's my own righteousness according to the law. Nothing compared to the excellency of the knowledge of Christ that I may win Christ. I'm after salvation and a relationship with God. And that is what he's saying. He's saying, but that which is through the faith of Christ, the righteousness which is of God by faith. Now look at that. But that which is through the faith of Christ. First of all, we have received a measure of faith from God. Like I said before, we're not doing anything good on our own. We have received a measure of faith already. We didn't go out and obtain it and get it. It was given to us. God can increase our faith, because if it's a measure of faith, which means that there's some levels. So we can ask for an increased faith, and we walk in the faith. And as we walk in the faith, I believe we obtain more faith because we are exercising the faith. When you exercise the faith, that faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. So we hear the word of God. We are exercising the faith. We receive more faith. Why would God give us more faith if we're not going to do anything with the faith we already have? If you have faith the size of a grain of a mustard seed, you can say to this mountain, be thou removed, be thou cast into the sea, and it will be cast into the sea. But if you're not going to exercise that, no sense in getting now not a grain of a mustard seed, but a mustard seed itself. Or a plant, a mustard plant. Why enlarge it? Why enlarge our territory when we are not managing the current territory? A lot of times, and I have to stop right there, and I know we were talking about our own righteousness, and this is actually ties into that. A lot of times we are after things of God so we can look good, excuse me, to other people. We can have people talk about us. We can have people to aspire to be like us. And a lot of times we don't get these certain things because, you know, the bottom line that we may even lose salvation from it, because we would end up doing a lot of different things. And God loves us enough sometimes to not give us these certain things in order to keep you. in order to keep me. Paul even said he had a thorn in the flesh. He prayed to the Lord 3 times. The Lord said he would not remove it because his grace was sufficient, and therefore he says he gloried in his suffering. He gloried in his suffering. We have to learn how to glory in our suffering, meaning that God is getting the glory out of it because we are relying on the grace of God to get through. So it is not our own righteousness that does anything. It is the righteousness of God, which is through the faith of Christ, which is by the faith of God. It's all God doing it. But when we exercise it, we are glorifying our Father, which gave us the faith in the first place, and we can receive a higher measure of faith to do greater if we exercise the current faith we have. Verse 10, and this is wonderful. This is an awesome scripture. Philippians 3, verse 10. And Paul is saying that I may know him and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his sufferings, being made conformable unto his death. That I may know Jesus Christ and the power of his resurrection. The power that was exercised that raised Christ from the dead, that will quicken our mortal body, that resurrection power, the Spirit of the living God. He said that I may know him in the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his sufferings, fellowship the koinonia, the fellowship, the communion of his sufferings. You want to know God? You want to go higher in the Lord? You must suffer. We cannot go higher in the Lord without the suffering. And it said sufferings, plural. You must suffer. I must suffer. We don't like to suffer. We don't like to hurt. We want things to go well. We want things to be smooth sailing. We want every day to be a 70 degree outside, beautiful sunshine, money in the bank. Health is, everything is great. Family, everything is lined up. The Spirit is in unity. We want the world is at peace. No crying and sickness and pain. All of that is going to come at the end of this age, but it's not right now. It is not right now. But if we want to know God, it says that I may know him and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his sufferings. See, we need the power and we need the grace of God in order to endure the suffering as a good soldier. As a good soldier. Soldiers suffer. Our military is suffering. People doing 6, 7, 8 deployments, they're suffering, fighting for our country. Well, we are soldiers in the army of the Lord, and we will suffer some casualties, and we will suffer some wounds. We will. And we have to know it, but we glory in our suffering, knowing that God has us. His grace is sufficient for us. He has everything that we need in order to make it through this life. So it is about knowing God. First and foremost, it's primary. It is number one. It's numeral uno, to know God. That's where this whole life needs to rest, in the knowledge and the understanding of God. Please join me tomorrow on The Word in Me. God bless you. Have a wonderful day.